started. We're doing Mitzvah today, Halacha Zayin, Kavidah Halacha Zayin. And the Shulchan Aruch says like this, Shem Udvash Lev Dikachavim, if you have oil or honey from a goy, Mutarim, you're allowed to eat them. There's no Isser Bishalakim, because that's what we're going to talk about today, why not? And also you can drink water. There the Gemara says there's no problem with Bishalakim because it's Nechachai. And we'll explain, like the Shach said, there's no problem of Kalim because it's Stan Kalim and Ibn Yem. Okay, it's a shayla about what that means, but we'll assume like that. So we're talking about the main part of it, which you see from the title, we're talking about shemen, that oil, and why is it not a problem, Mishim Gula Gichom? Why are you worried about the Kalim that's from a Goy's Kli? So our din is really in, as at least in three places. One is in our right over here, that we just said, shemen is, you don't have to worry about Kalim when you want to buy shemen. It's also in the Ramah a couple of din ago. When we pass that din, I told you we'll do it later, the Ramah is even stronger. Even though they put animal fat right onto the kelim, don't worry about it. And the most clear, or the most direct place is in Siman Kuf Gimel, where most of the place we speak about is in Siman Kuf Gimel, where it says, Shemen Dvash HaGayim, that's our din. Afa Pisha Heimu Vushol Mutar, you're allowed to eat them. Why? Nenesha HaBosa Poygimus HaShemen HaMasricha B'chein L'dvash. Because you don't have to worry about the bleas from meat, because, like the Ramah said in our simon, and we're going to see in a second from Gemara's, that the basar, the time of the basar is lefkam, and therefore it's mutter v'chein l'dvash. Okay, so again, it's the same Gemara. You're going to see in a second, it's five Gemara's about this, about shemen and dvash, that you don't have to worry about it because it's nice time lefkam. Okay, so before we get to the Gemara's and to the din of it, I'm going to tell you the two cases that we want to talk about. I'm going to talk to you about two different halachlamaisis situations, which is going to be what then we're going to see how the din apply, whether it does or doesn't apply to those cases. Okay? And the first one is, like I said in the title, vegetable oil.
Is shemen and shuman are incompatible?
You just said the Shulchan Aruch just said that. Okay. That shemen, they put the buzz. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to tell you what. It's a Gemara. It's five Gemara, so I'm going to tell you in a second. Okay? That's what we get to. But first, let's talk about some cases, okay? So we're going to the first case to talk about is vegetable oil, okay? And we're talking about vegetable oil, particularly vegetables, of course, are kosher. When we say vegetable oil, I mean vegetable oil or seed oil. We use those words, those interchangeably. And the issue that we have with vegetable oil is that it could be made in the same factory that does animal fat also, okay? The animal fat and vegetable oil go through similar processes. They're referred to as RBD. You may have heard those terms, RBD, and that stands for refined, bleaching, and deodorizing. Okay, refining, bleaching, I'll tell you just quickly. Refining means that you heat it up to get, and you then filter it, then you centrifuge it to get out phosphosolids, okay, whatever that means. It's a kind of soapy materials that develop in the oil. And bleaching means you heat it up and you put it through diatomaceous earth, to get out certain undesirable colors. Diatomaceous earth.
Is that like
filter? Is that what?
It's like mud.
Yeah, to get out certain colors. That's bleaching. And deodorizing, I'm going to talk to you about in a second. That's to get out certain deodorizing, to get out certain odors. We'll talk about that more in a second.
Is a filter. Why is it called bleaching?
It's because you put it through the diatomaceous earth to get out the carotene, certain colors out of it. You're trying to bleach it to soften the color by doing that process. So our question is going to be now the question is going to be if they're made in the same factory. It so happens that right now in the United States, there are kamat none, maybe even no plants that actually do that together, animal vegetable together. There used to be one very close to this area. That doesn't exist anymore. Doesn't function anymore. For American oils, this is less of a shayla. American oil, what I mean is certain oils like corn oil that tends to come from the United States. This shayla is less serious of a shayla, less likely. Other oils that come from out of the country, in other countries, it's much more common. In particular, for oils that have similar properties to animal fat. Okay, you'll see in a second how the processes work. The machinery, it's a distillation style machine runs with ones with a similar property, like palm oil and coconut oil have similar properties to animal fat. Okay, so the truth is that the refining and the bleaching are assumed to not be such a serious issue, at least by the end. Okay, they run on kaolin with not so much metal to them, and not so much, and long processes.
They're hot.
I'm sorry, I forgot to say they're hot. Okay, those are hot processes. But they're not. But they're assumed that there's not such a serious problem with the evidence about it. Okay, and what people focus on is deodorizing. Okay.
So, why is it not such a serious problem?
Sorry, because they're on a kiln that have not so much metal to them, and it's long processes of long, lots and lots of
why is it long better? Long should be wet. Why
long because there's a lot of kosher oil running through it. A lot of kosher oil running through it. So the amount of chafe versus the amount of kosher is so small that we don't have to worry about it so much. Okay, but deodorizing is what people focus on. Okay. So I'm going to show you a crude picture, a crude diagram of a deodorizer. Yes, I'm sorry, I did not mean it. Yes. Okay, crude is what we refer to oil that has not been RBD. Okay, anyhow, but in this diagram is one type of deodorizer. This is with a tray, and that's one style. There's another style that uses packing. Okay, the idea is basically the same. And I'm going to show you one that has three trays. That's not Lamisa. Okay, usually it has much more trays in it. Okay, now it has three. You see three trays over here. Okay, what's also not accurate about this picture is that really the trays are connected to each other. What I mean is that the top of one is the bottom of the other. But okay, for our purposes, we have three trays. Okay, and into it you pour oil. Okay, oil pours into the first tray, and then it rolls across and pours into the second tray, and then to the third tray, and out the bottom. Okay, in our purpose, that's what's going on here. The oil is traveling from tray to tray. But what else is going on is that you pump steam in to the bottom of that oil. Okay, so you're heating up the oil as it's passing through. And the reason why you're heating up the oil is because when you heat up the oil, certain volatile chemicals, certain chemicals that boil out really easily, pop out of the oil. Those are the odors. That's what you're trying to get rid of, the ketones and the aldehydes. The odors that you don't want, they boil out. Okay, so what happens is as the oil travels through the deodorizer, as it passes, goes down, trickles around through the machinery, in this case it's a tray, but through trays, it's slowly losing all those odors that you didn't want. Okay, that's why it's a deodorizer. Okay, the odors boil out or evaporate out faster. They blow out of the deodorizer, leaving at the end this oil that smells much better. Okay, the color is just for coloring. It's not. I don't think it really changes color in this. But anyhow, it just makes it look like something's happening. Okay. In a bleaching, it changes color. I don't know if it changes color in it, but it looks good. Anyhow. Okay. So what happens like this? So that's what's going out.
They don't capture it.
Do they? Actually, they do capture it. I'm sorry. Yes, they do capture it. There are industries that want to use those chemicals that are coming out, and they capture them. Yes. Some of them go to like
category one.
They are not group ones. No, those things are not. Some of them go to vitamin E. Companies use them, and other people use them for other things. Yeah, those things that are the vapors are going out. The vapors are going out. They're not just flying out. They're going out of a pipe.
Oil is heating that.
The oil, this heat is going through the oil. Vapors are rising out, and there's an escape. There's a place for the vapors to get out of the machine.
The oil is
when you heat up the oil, vapors are coming out of it. Vapors, right, but the vapors don't stay in the machine, there's an exit, there's a way for them to get out. Well, instead of just going out to the ear, if someone's capturing it, yes, they do capture them. I forgot what they do with them. What? Aldehydes is a classification. It's like saying, you know, it's a broad group. So the ones that would come from oils would not be group one. Right? The ones that we would catch with this would not be group one. Okay, so now, at first, years ago, people assumed that even though this machine, there's a lot of metal in this machine, they assume that the bleeds that are in here would be buckled anyhow. And a lot of that changed. It's even reported, true or not, I don't know, that Reblazer Silver and Klein Goldzweig both said that if you were to run vegetable oil through this machine, it would be mutter bitty heaven. Okay, that would be mutter bitty heaven. But Rebelski once went to visit one of these. Okay, he went to visit one of these machines. And he looked at the machine. He said, I also thought that it was going to be bulk and everything was going to be fine. He said, but then I looked inside and I found out that this looks like such a beautiful machine and it's all nice and shiny and this and that. He says, but the truth is, they never clean machines. And the oil just gets baked on. he says, and it's like mom's like caked on. It's not just that there's a lot of metal. There is a lot of metal in the deodorizer, but it's not just there's a lot of metal. There's huge globs of isotope, of fat just sitting there on the machinery.
It's a prick.
Yeah, if they run animal fat through here, then what's running through here is animal fat. And he said, to the point that I know that when they kosher them, if you ever want to switch over a plate to become kosher, you have to kosher this machine. And to kosher it, they work with jackhammers, okay, to break all the animal fat that's caked on the years worth of animal fat sitting in the machine. So the point is, Arbelsky looked at this and he said, this is crazy. He said, this is crazy, okay? He made up a new word. He said, the Shemin Hamaru bug that we have over here is trash. Okay? It's a made up word. Okay. So he said, this stuff is no good. He made up a word, a really interesting word, and he said the word is trash. Okay? And that's assumed, and that's what we tell people. Well, we for sure tell people these modern Hashkacha. Think about it, just stop for a second before we talk. I'm going to talk the rest of these pages. Talk to you about the Tzmud of Asr. Sitting in the United States, where we have so many choices of kosher oil, it's of course we're surprised with Hashkacha. It's so silly. What? No, I said on American type oils. On American oils.
Not canola oil or corn oil.
So those are. The truth is, there's almost no shayla to those. But for that reason, almost every single one has a shkoch on it because it's really easy to get a shkoch on it. There's a lot of bread. There's a lot. It's because it's really easy to get a shkoch on it. There aren't so many plants. That's true. With such ease, whether it's so easy to make sure you have one that has hashgacha, then of course that's what you should be doing. But in case of the Eved, then you have that. We're going to talk about that. That's the next bunch of pages to talk to you about what the din is, what's the ikar din, not what but I actually do in practice. Should I buy some of that hashgacha? Okay,
so then. Someone will call and say, I use the
vegetable oil. Yeah, we didn't finish it. We're talking about it. Okay, now the second. The second shot. So that's one shot we're going to talk about. Okay? What we're going to talk about is not whether it should be bottled. We're going to accept the Rebelsky said that no, it's not going to be bottled. We're going to talk about a different reason about that. What?
Scrubbers, is that associated with oil somewhere?
Scrubbers are in here. Scrubber, right. It's okay. So like this. The other shiloh has to do with overseas transport. Okay, and that is like this. When you, most of the, what we call tropical oils, it's palm oil and palm kernel oil and coconut oil, come from the Far East. Okay, that's where the palm trees are, and that's where these kind of things grow, and that's where they come from the Far East. They come from the Far East, they don't come in little 1 gallon containers, okay, they come in ship holds, okay, they come in boats where the product doesn't sit in a container, the product sits in the boat, okay, the boat has a hole, there's a hole on this boat. The boat has dozens of holes, okay? That is to say, is they're huge vats, okay, that hold hundreds of thousands of gallons of oil or something else, okay?
You think I hit on the Orient
because I'm watching the boat. I'll keep everybody entertained, okay? So the boat has got dozens of holes, okay? And every hold holds something else. Every hold holds something else. Now, most of the things that go in these boats across the ocean have a completely kosher. Okay, acetone and turpentine and naphthalene, things that have no shaykhus, no kosher system at all. But coming to our direction is coming, vegetable oils are coming in our direction.
Crude,
vegetable comes in our direction. And what we give them back as a present, what we send them back is lard and tallow. Okay, that's what we send. Okay, we got lots of lard and tallow. And we have some other things that are sensitive, but we'll focus on our lard and tallow. That's what we send to them. We have lots of that. Americans don't want to use that so much. And they do. So we send it back to them. Okay? So there are three real shilohs to the boats. And we're going to talk about none of them. Okay? There are three shilohs to these boats. Okay? And the first is, maybe the hole that my vegetable is sitting in yesterday held tallow. Okay, no, it went to the Far East with tallow and came back in the same hole, is holding kosher oil. Okay, that shiloh we spoke about when we talked about those cams, you all remember, we spoke about it about 10 years ago. Okay, the second shiloh is, what about maybe my hole has oil in it, and right next door to it, attached to it, is another hole that's holding trade oil right now, not that it held it yesterday.
How the trade oil?
have tallow in it. So it's true that tallow goes that way and vegetable comes this way, but life is not so simple. So like, for example, if the boat makes its first stop in Galveston, okay, it could drop off some oil and pick up some lard and then make a next stop in California or next stop on the East Coast. And you know, it's transport, it's not always overseas. There are times that it's in between and it's making stops along in the United States.
Those things are given?
But yes, has to do with the way they build the boats. And the parts of the shayla have to do with the way they build the boats and bit the land, something called cofferdams. We spoke about that also in Nagol's Kalim. Cofferdams. So you don't remember because you were here then, but we spoke about that also in Nagol's Kalim, also about 10 years ago. Okay. Okay. The printed version is coming out one of these days.
Crude PK oil is fine.
What?
Any crude oil.
Why? That's what we're talking about.
Before the transport, production.
When they actually produce it, it just comes from
it's crude.
Yeah, it comes as is. The shayla is the boat. Okay.
Right.
Clean that board here.
And wash it out, just out of curiosity.
Yes. We talked about that. We talked about the hold itself. We talked about that. Whether there is a kashering, there's a three load rule. These are all things we talked about back then. Okay, it's not today's discussion. And the last shayla, I'm just telling you, the three shayla. The last shayla is that there's a steam system that warms up product at the right times, particularly when they're about to unload it. And that steam system is used for the whole boat. Okay, so. Those shaylas we're not going to talk about. What we're going to talk about is the base of the shaylas from our din. Okay? Now, what happened was about 10 or so years ago, maybe a little more than that, a lot of Rabbanim got unhappy with the way the major hashkachas were dealing with this issue of boats coming from the Far East. And there were all kinds of meetings and all kinds of kalkari kind of things. And there were lots of back and forth about that, with the big hashgachas explaining why, first of all, why they thought in din you should be mekel, and second of all, why in practice we have to be mekel. A lot of food that we eat is hanging on this, how we deal with this, and it's very important to be mekel. And they explained those parts of it. And the rabbanim, it was back and forth, a bunch of things. And then, there's a Satmar journal called Ginas Vradim, okay, which happens to be very interesting. And in two of the issues of that journal, they printed letters. One is a letter of somebody responding to a letter from Rabbi Ganak. So you don't see Rabbi Ganak's letter, but he keeps quoting him. You know, quote a few lines of him and tell him why he's all wrong. And a whole bunch of a whole long thing, and then argued that by one of the younger light in one of the Sakhma Kalim who argued that Rabbi Ganak was really right. So there's a whole back and forth, a bunch of times, very interesting. And a nice amount, some of the Marmar Kamis I can tell you about are coming from there. Okay, so there's lots of to do back then. Okay, so now I told you about two shaylos. We have our shaylos. One is the vegetable, animal vegetable plant or factory, and one is the boats carrying the stuff. Okay, so now let's talk. Now, the following screen is going to be scary. Okay, so you don't have to look at it. Okay. The Gemara, there are five. This is not what you're supposed to put onto a slide. Okay, 1,000 words on a slide. That's not what's supposed to be. But what you're supposed to get out of this is like this. There's five Gemaras that talk about whether you could eat shemen or davash from a goy. Okay, that is to say, the second parak of Avodah Zarah. Second parak of Avodah Zarah is full of all kinds of foods that you're allowed to eat from goyim and you're not allowed to eat from goyim. It's a million some things that are minatin and some of them are kzeiros and all kinds of things. And the Gemara says, first the Mishnah says, they said you can't eat shemen, but Rebbe was matir to eat shemen. That's one Gemara. Then the Gemara says, wait, what's the problem? So he says, no, don't worry about the kelim, because next time they'll come. And then another Mishnah says that you can eat davash. And then another Gemara has a shayla whether you can eat oil. Okay, and the Gemara talks about a certain part of the shayla. And then davash, the Gemara says, you for sure can eat. Okay, so there's back and forth, five different Gemaras here, about whether shemen and davash, whether they're mutter or asr. Okay, and now, for all of you who are reading so quickly, I feel bad for you, because, okay, now, the Prima Gadol lays it out like this. He says there are five Gemaras. He says there are four Shitas in the Rishonim had explained those Gemaras. Okay, I'm only going to tell you two of them. Okay, to keep us focused, I'm going to tell you two of them. Okay, and that is like this. We're going to focus on one Gemara, two Gemaras. The Gemara says the same thing twice. The Gemara says the same thing about Shemen and about Dabash. And the Gemara says Lamai Nechashlo. What could be wrong with Shemen? Why? Why shouldn't you eat oil from a goy? So the Gemara says, if they may mix something into it, Mr. Sari, that word means something along the lines of it will become spoiled. Okay? Something along those lines. Okay? The next little word is, okay, that's not important to us. And then he goes, Imishim Gilim Kichavim. What about maybe it was made on Treif Kalim? Next time with Gamhu Mutter. Okay? So that's what the Gemara says why Shemin and Tavash are Mutter, is because there's no problem of Iruve because Mr. Sari. And there's no problem of Kalim because next time with Gam.
Is crude oil edible?
Sure. Why is it edible? Yeah. So now, what we're gonna focus on is on three a machlokes on what three of those terms mean. Okay? What does it mean Mishim Iruve? What does it mean Misrasari? And what does it mean next time of Gam? Okay? The Gemara says this is the pshat why you're allowed to eat shemen and tavash. Why you're allowed to eat shemen? So we're a machlokes here about what Iruve means, what Misrasari means, and what next time of Gam means. And as follows. Rashi says, Mishum Iruve means is, they might have mixed wine into it. Okay? And the Ram learns that Iruve means is, they might have mixed meat into it. Okay? And because of that machlokes, what does it mean when the Gemara says, Mr. Sari? So Rashi learns is, that wine is lefkam into oil. Okay? And the Ram learns that if Iruve means they might mix in meat, that means this meat is lefkam into oil.
What does that mean? It doesn't mix meat?
It would mix animal fat. It would fat into the oil. Okay, they might mix in some meat, meaning fat, okay, into it. Okay, so that's how they learn because of how they learn Iruve has to how they learn the machlok is a mistress, sorry. And then the Gemara says, what about the Kalim? Versus the son of Gamhu. So Rashi says this, it's Ein Ben Yomri. And the Rambam says, oh, because the meat is lafkam. Okay, so you right away notice something that's a Dorchik in the Rambam. Okay, the Gemara 10 words apart from each other, calls mixing meat into oil misrasari and Narsam of Gamu. That doesn't read so well, according to Ramam. Okay? It's not my game. So it's not a great read in Ramam, but that's how the Ram learns. Okay? So the Machlek is here, the Rashi and Ramam. Again, there are two other sheets in Rishayim, not relevant to us for now, for today. So there's two other, these are Rashi and Ramam. Rashi learns that the Gemara is telling you is that wine is Narsam of Gam into oil.
We're not talking about
Bliss,
right? We're talking about
Ben. Both. We're talking about.
No.
And that's sound of Gamu, we're talking about Kalim. That's looking like. But Iruve means they actually mix it in. And that's sound of Gamu, the Gemara says maybe it's Kalim. So according to the Rambam, the Gemara said that the bleas of meat are lefkam into oil. Okay? And when all those shukhnarks that I showed you, Awadin and Hochadalad and Sim Kuf Gimel, is because they're passing like the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam said that meat is lefkam into oil. So don't be worried about kalim, that food was mixed, that oil was made on treif kalim, kalim with animal fat, or that they actually mixed it in, because meat is lefkam, because we pass on the Rambam. Okay? Now, just as an aside, you should just know, as part of the tumbling in those articles that I told you about, is there were questions of, does it mean only, does shemen maybe only mean olive oil? That's not much like that. So maybe it only means pig fat, not other fats. Okay, so there's lots of back and forth over there. The pasha says that it means all animal fat and all vegetable oil. Okay, and you can look there, lots and lots to say that people who do you can back and forth about it. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah passing like the Rambam. And the Ramah has a tshuva about this. We've talked about this tshuva beforehand. The tshuva about oil is being carried in treif barrels, and the shayla is maybe they smear the barrels with treif oil, and the Rama says, the shiny chazir, don't worry about that they might mix in pigs. The dava mosu biyoser mikol shrotzim shav oilim. Okay, so the Rama says, he says, don't worry about that they might have mixed animal fat into it because it's awful tasting. Okay, in fact, oh. I'll tell you that now. We're going to see what the Ramah explained the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara said it's lafkam, and the Ramah says because it's mos hupiyoser. Okay, I'll tell you some more about that in a second. Okay, so we're going to see the Ramah who is giving an explanation. We're going to see a nafkamina from it in a minute. Okay, so I told you the Shulchan Aruch, and I showed you the Ramah, and in two places, Ramah in Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah in his Tshuvas, paskins like this Gemara, like the Rambam, that meat bleas of meat are lafkam. However, the Shach in Sim Kuf Gimel disagrees. He says, no, the deal is like Rashi. Okay? The main focus of the Shach over there in Kuf Gimel is on what the Ramah says. There's a Ramah in Kuf Gimel that I did not show you. Okay? And that's what the Shach is doing, what the Ramah actually means. But the Shach says, I don't have to tell you. It's true that the Ramah learns like that in the Gemara, but that's not the din. The din is like Rashi, that only wine is lefkam. The Gemara never says anything about meat being lefkam. He says there's no Gemara. According to Rashi, there's no Gemara that said that meat is lefkam. And we pass like he says we should pass like Rashi that meat is not lefkam. Okay, wine is lefkam, but meat is not lefkam. Okay, so the Minchas Yaakov says like this. Minchas Yaakov says like this. He says, okay, let's believe him that the din would be like Rashi. Let's accept that the din would be like Rashi. That there's no Gemara that says that meat is lefkam into things. He says, but why aren't we chushish that they actually mixed animal fat into it? Why shouldn't we think that somebody mixed animal fat into it? Seems reasonable that both oil and fat are very similar, so why shouldn't we be chushish? So the Mechzak was like this. He says, that when we say, well, at least when the Shach says, we should be machmir v'shitas Rashi, v'chol zedavke shiadinim bevadishin es arapay. Okay, it's when we know that they actually mix animal fat into it, or sheyesh b'tfitas kelim b'nei yamin. We know that it's made unclean that a b'nei yamin. But avo vadeh min hastam. But if we don't know, we just have stam something in front of us, so we don't know whether it is whether it was made up with animal fat or not. Then we assume that there's no oil into it. Kimashmois hashas, which is to say, is the Gemara even according to Rashi? The Gemara said, let's be worried that they put wine into it, or they put on a tray of kalim, but a wine kalim. But to think that they put animal fat into it, we're not chayshus for that. Now the Mechas Yaakov is being stronger, so to speak, than he needs to be. He says is the case we were machmer is we yedin and devale. Okay, but to the according to Mechas Yaakov, and Mechas Yaakov says another thing. He says, I want to tell you something. He says, the Shach, I told you in Kuf Gimel, is machmer like Rashi. He says, but you know that the Shach in our sin, in Kuf Yudalid, he brings the Chumash Ramah. He says, well, what's going on here? If you pass like Rashi, why you bring the Chumash Ramah? Why do you say, in Shim Kuf Yudalid, on our din, he says, and go look at the Chumash Ramah, who tells you that it's worse than all, it's Saruch, maybe I don't know what the words are, with the pigs running in course, okay? That's really awful tasting. He says, why did the Shach over here bring that? So he says, it's because the Shach is not saying you should automatically say it. He's saying, if you know that there was animal fat put into it, then it's awesome. If it's just a chash, it's just, you don't know, don't have to be chash for that kind of a thing. Okay, so if we were to stop right here, we were to stop right now, we would say is, the Shulchan Aruch says, the bleed is always lefkam. So the vegetable oil and the ships would be always okay. The Shach says that we should machmir for shittas Rashi, that it's not lefkam. But the Mechas Yaakov says, hold on a second, that's only if we know. Okay, and we don't know. You have no idea whether the oil you have in front of you went on a ship together with animal fat, or you don't know if it was made in a plant that makes animal fat and vegetable. You don't know that. So then he says, even the Shach would agree also that you could be mekel.
Okay. I don't know
that
Rashi argues on the Rambam.
Not that he argues on the Rambam. It's that if you learn the Gemara as a chash of wine, then there is no Gemara saying it's of
Gam. No Gemara, but it's a fact. The Rambam says a fact.
No. The Rambam didn't say a fact based on his own understanding.
The Gemara said a fact. Now it's a fact.
But it's a fact. If you hadn't seen these Gemaras, you would have never dreamt that an hour ago I would have told you that meat is lefkam.
Maybe we were.
Okay, so, well, we have no reason to say that. Okay.
The Shach, the first one to introduce us, the Rashi argues on the Rambam?
Everybody says that. Actually, the other two Rishonim, of course, are young Rambam. They hold there's no such makar. I don't they say it before. I don't remember. Okay, people, everybody says it. Everybody else says that only according to Rambam do you have such a makar. So we can judge whether it's true or not. We could sit on ourselves and sit around tables and say, is it lefkam or is it not lefkam? But we wouldn't assume like that. We wouldn't write in Shulchan Aruch, it's lefkam. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. It's like, if we want to know if vinegar is lefkam into ice cream, we say, yeah, vinegar sounds like it's lefkam into ice cream. But we make that judgment on our own. But the Rambam comes from the Gemara that said that, and Rashi has no such Gemara.
Now the Rambam said state of his fact.
He didn't state the fact. He copied the Gemara. He didn't taste it.
Really?
Okay, well, so I'm gonna help you with the reality in a second.
Did you have a variety that Rashi did not hold like your Rambam? He said that the Kalim, the Rashi is going to say any vineyard. What are we talking about?
Transportation?
Animal. We're not talking about animal fat.
From everything. From no matter what they made on those Kalim. Whatever they made on the Kalim, it would be with Stam Kalim and Ibn Yemen. We assume that's Ibn Yemen. So to maybe, I don't know if this is going to make you feel better, but. So before I go on, I'm going to pause this for a second. If we were to stand right now, we would potentially say the din is lakula. Okay. So now, but I'm going to tell you why.
Why is it lakula?
Because the Shulchan Aruch says the bleeds are always lefkam. The Shach says we should be machmir b'shitas Rashi if they're not lefkam.
Talking about the Shulchan Aruch against the Shach?
No, I said if the Shulchan Aruch says that the din is that they're lefkam, And even according to the Sach, it's only when we know that it was made with the trade.
Well, we're not talking about what we're knowing.
We have none. If you pick up a bottle of oil, you don't know that it was put on a boat, and you don't know it was made of animal, vegetable, plant. No, if you know, then we have a Sach. But if we don't know, when you have just a stomp piece of oil, a bottle of oil. Okay, so we would potentially be able to make it. But, suppose, that's what we would take for now. I'm all finished. I have another patient. Okay. But, so the following thought, which you'll see is correct, is something I heard from Reb Sisha Blech. Okay, he said like this. He said, I'm adding things to what he said, but the general idea comes from him, and that's like this. The Bishesiv Yisakasha. Bishesiv Yisakasha. In Sim Kuf Gimel. He says, Rambam says that meat is lufgam into oil. He says, that's funny. He says, we do that. We add meat into oil. So the opposite question of what I keep saying, he says, how can you tell me that's lufgam? You tell me the Gemara says lufgam. You know, I guess the Gemara might say that. He says, but I don't know. We do that at home. That's what we do. We add meat into oil. He says, how can you tell me that's lufgam? Okay, now there are many people answer that question. There's different answers to that question.
Where do we add meat to oil?
In Mrs. Beishesha did that. Okay, that's how you...
What?
At home, and it's cooking. When they do cooking, that's what they do. They mix things together. So there's different answers. We're not focusing on the question. We're focusing on his answer. So his answer is, Bishesh's answer to that question is like this. He says, well, when the Gemara said the bleas of meat are lefkam into oil, that was talking about plain meat into plain oil. He says, but we do things to the animal fat. We dress it up. We add tavlin. Okay, we spice it up to the point that it's no longer nice to have lufgam. Okay, so I'm not even focusing on the fact that it's tavlin, but the Bishesh's point is that it's because of the awful taste of that oil that's why it does sound lufgam, like the Rama said. But if we do something to it, we could potentially make it that's not nice to have lufgam. Now, remember I told you that our shayla, that the shayla that we have about vegetable oil made in a plant that's for animal and vegetable, the problem is that it's deodorized. Okay? So listen to what I just said to you. It deodorized. We took animal fat that tastes awful, like the Ramah says, it has this awful taste, I forgot the exact words, and we remove the negative taste. So the Beishesha says, we fix it up by adding tavlin to it. Okay, we do the opposite. Instead of fixing it up by adding tavlin, we fix it up by putting it through some fancy machine that takes away the negative taste to it. So even though the Gemara says, and the din would be is, that it's not sound of gum, but it's only not sound of gum like the Rama says, because it's so awful, it tastes so awful, Rekha, it's so awful that we understand why the Gemara would say that it's a lufgam. But Dr. Beishesha, if we eat tavlin, or zaktas, if we take out the bad taste to it, then we have no longer because that it's a lufgam. Then we go back to Mrs. Beishesha, who used to eat mixed animal fat with oil. In fact, the plant, the famous plant that used to make animal fat and vegetable oil together, we did both together, the famous plant that many of us know about that did that, you know what? That plant used to sell a mix of animal fat and vegetable oil. They didn't just make them on the same kiln. They sold a product that was a mix of the two of them. So obviously it's not next down with gum. They sold them together. It was one mixture, whatever, you know, 60-40 of these two things together. And the reason why they could do that was because
Because the vegetable oil gave tamashvat into the meat.
Because they deodorized it. They got rid of the awful part of it and they made it better. Now, so all that would say to us is, Rekha, let me see if I can tell you a question. So that means to say is, when we talk about the fact that it's made in a factory that makes animal and vegetable products, then seemingly that Gemara doesn't apply to us anymore. However, in the case of the boats, we have good reason to say that it still should apply. Okay, in the boats, first of all, it's not deodorized. And second is, Mashkiach, who visits a port where this product goes in and out of, says that when they open up the hatch, or whatever they open up, whatever the top of it, probably not like a little screw thing on top, but when they open it up, everybody runs. Okay, it's such an awful stench coming out of the thing. Think about it, they're dumping an animal fat, they probably don't even refrigerate, dumping an animal fat into this thing, he says, the stench is horrific. Okay, now, whether it's technically edible or not, there's a whole diun. Okay,
if you read,
when you read the articles about the unum about whether it is edible or it's not edible, the technicality is not important to us, whether by law or by technically whether it's edible or not edible, is, but that stuff is, when the way the Mashiach describes it, tell, sounds to me like the Rama, okay? That it's worse than any other things. I forgot what the Rama says with the pigs, you know? I don't know what the words were. Okay, how awful the stuff smells is. So that is to say, so in the case of the vegetable oil made in a plant for animal vegetable products, then Lechara, this cooler that we have here in our bin and other places, Lechara does not apply. Okay, it's deodorized.
But across the sea.
It's probably that also. It's probably the animal fat. Well, we see animal fat leaving. But yeah, also. But it's been trucked across from this part of the country to the shore also, yeah. So Lahaira by the boats, it's a reasonable sad to say that it might be mutter. That is to say is that I told you there are three shilas to the boats. Those three shilas assume that there's potential this over here. Okay, none of those shilas would be in the gear if we have the din that says there's no some of them. Okay, do you have a question?
I have a question, yeah. So, but deodorizing, the fully deodorized oil only at the end of the process. So when it's still in the machine, it starts at the very end where you're going to get...
Okay, that's fair. So you're saying in the first half of the machine, the bleeds might be lefgam, and the second half of the machine, they would not be lefgam.
Well, wherever
at some point, there's a crossover. Yeah. That okay, so now we have to sit and weigh, is it bottle before or bottle afterwards? What I'm saying, but we
I mean, it would seem that most of, they wouldn't get most out until the end.
That's so like, we could ask a chemist that question, you know. But at least we can understand that in this case we have a shayla. We say, you know, in this case we're not talking about the same oil that the Gemara was talking about. But the Rama says the oil tastes smells so awful. That's not our oil. That's the whole point of the machine is to make it not that oil. That's the whole point of it. By the boats,
so we're dealing with the oil stuck in the machine. That's like you're dealing with the oil that's still in the machine. So
that's right.
That's why it was.
It's very deodorized. No, it's very deodorized.
No, it's not because it doesn't get deodorized until it leaves the machine. So stuff like
it gets stuck on the top. No,
the stuff on the top is the stuff that's there that hasn't been deodorized yet.
Of course, it's because what happens is it's not like you can only get deodorized on the bottom shelf. It's if it sits there on the top,
process, right?
But it just more and more heating eventually gets all the stuff out of it. So if it sits on the top for 12 years, it's gonna
If you're worried about the end, so now you just have deodorizing the end.
So the end, so the is, but is that the end mixed in? The Shukran said it's always lefgam. I don't have to worry about being mixed in.
Even if it gets deodorized.
No, so that's where the point is that since it's deodorized, we don't have this cooler to say that since it's automatically lefgam.
But this machine is picking up. If you're worried about it, it's picking up actually the end.
Right.
So once it gets
deodorized, now that the end is not lefgam. So right. It is a shayla. Right, so in the vegetable, in the shayla on the right side, the vegetable oil, that in the animal plant, that is a shayla. So that's my point, that in that case, the fact that it's deodorized means that we don't have the cooler, and we have to be mocked in that case.
And the Kibbutz trucks were worried about refined stuff.
In his trucks, he's holding refined stuff that is a shayla. Because what's being moved back and forth is ready to eat, like, you know?
Why did Rogelsky ask it because it's so bad in there? Why does that make it any worse? Mashiach can't get the whole keli anyway.
No, because the keli is only the metal of it. So let's say there's 100 cubic inches of metal.
It's flowing through.
So, but if the whole thing would drain out, we'd say, oh, there's only metal left. But if let's say there's 100 inches of metal, and there's another 100 inches of... Right,
the
edge on.
The whole thing is
straight.
The glob is all kinds of stuff.
We assume the glob is all trade.
Why?
Well, okay, I don't know what you would call it. Let's say it's 50% animal fat and 50% vegetable oil that was just cooked with animal fat. It was just cooked with animal fat also. You know, the vegetable...
You say that it's all hanan.
Right, it's all, you know...